You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Freitlow. Filling in for Pat on vacation, coming to us from the WXCO studios in Wausau, here's your guest host, Chad Holmes.
And good morning again, everyone. It is 8:06 here on Friday morning, May the 16th of 2025. I am Chad Holmes, sitting in for Pat Freitlow, globe-trotting Pat Freitlow, off in Portugal and in Europe. And hopefully having just a fantastic time. Pat will be back with you on Tuesday morning. So, again, we'll look forward to that. Coming up here in this hour, we will be joined later in the hour by our Civic Media sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Been some rumbles about Giannis in terms of potentially being open. And I use those air quotations to looking at some of the options that he could have outside of Milwaukee. But again, rumors. So we'll talk a little bit about that with Mike Clemens. Brewers opening up a series with Minnesota Twins tonight. Packers hosting off-season workouts. So plenty to talk about with Mike Clemens coming up at 8:34 this morning. Also, I think we're expected to be joined by Brittany Merlot here in just a few moments as well. Talk about what was a very active weather afternoon and evening throughout the state of Wisconsin yesterday. Again, I got to admit, and we are joined by Luke Mathers as well here, that I enjoy severe weather. It's sort of like doing sports because when we have tornadoes, we go wall to wall and I get all this information and we pass it along to the listeners. There is a certain rush one gets when you're live on the air. It's sort of like election night and everything else. So it was I hate to use the term fun, but it was actually a little bit fun doing all that weather coverage wall to wall during the tornado warnings last night here on WXCO. And there she is. There's our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, I know you said it before as well. It's exciting. we don't want any damage, but it is sort of exciting, isn't it?
I was going to say there's plenty of emotions going through. There's that anticipation, that anxiety. Then there's that rush when it's hitting. And then there's that feeling of sadness, kind of, you know, like, oh my gosh, what's happening? You know, the devastation, the destruction, it makes you so worried too. So plenty of emotions we all went through last night. I know a lot of people were kind of scared, right? Leading up to the event while it was hitting and then dealing with the damage afterwards. A lot of places did have some tornadoes potentially touched down. Damage is done. Roofs are ripped off out of the National Weather Service Milwaukee area. They're busy today surveying tons of damage across the state, not only tornadoes, but also massive large hail that was the size of softballs up in Altoona, breaking out car windshields, and of course, damaging wind gusts up to 65 miles per hour were also reported outside of the tornadoes, and some heavy rainfall creating some flash flooding too. So cleanup is underway today. I know that communities really come close together while this happens. We all have each other's back, and please continue to do so. And you know, if you see the National Weather Service out there, give them a huge shout out. They bust their butts on situations like this, and it's critical.
Yeah, as I told you last hour, I could not have done what I did last night in terms of trying to keep the folks here in the Wausau area and Marathon County up to speed on just tornado warning after tornado warning, severe thunderstorm warnings out there. I mean, there was so much coming in and what they do. And again, I think when you come back to a lot of the discussions that, well, we can save money here, we can save money there. Well, when lives are on the line, doggone it, the investment is minuscule. Whatever the minuscule investment in NWS to save one life. But I mean, if you think about it, you can think of thousands of lives that are being saved because getting the information as quickly as possible to people like me, who then can get it off to people that are listening as well. And for people like you as well. I mean, man, you hit it on the head. Thank you, National Weather Service.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, they go through so much. They've got to really forecast all these ingredients, get the word out there to the public. I mean, they're communicating with us broadcasters too on some messages, you know, that are really important. Not everyone's a meteorologist in this, you know, field. So how do we get the word out? How do we keep people safe? Then while it's ongoing, how do we let them know that this is really here and on the ground? Because a lot of people don't think it can happen to them.
Right.
And it can. It really, really can. And you can see that through last night. And of course, you know, before last night, we had 7 tornadoes on April 28th. 3 of them were EF1s and 4 of them were EF0s. Now, yeah, that's on the weaker side of things, but, you know, these can still be stronger. We've had that in the history. And, you know, National Weather Service is so, so important. And it may sound like, oh, we've got all these offices in Green Bay, La Crosse, Twin Cities, Milwaukee. Everybody's helping us. We don't need all of them. Yes, we do. We needed every single person last night and more. We need more, to be honest with you. That was a lot going on. That was an outbreak in Wisconsin.
And that storm itself, and as we were watching it last night, I mean, it was pretty amazing seeing that line of storms that went all the way up to the UP and then goes all the way down well beyond Stevens Point down into south central Wisconsin, as well as it was rolling through this area. I mean, that was really a long storm. And as you said earlier as well, I mean, I can't remember having so many different tornado warnings. There weren't just one tornado warning. There were so many around here in central Wisconsin. And I know that's expanded even beyond central Wisconsin throughout the state.
Yeah, I was trying to count them up this morning. It looked like 30 different tornado warnings went out last night. Like you said, some people were getting cornered by 5 or 6 of them at one time into the central Wisconsin area. Some of them are just seeing one roll through, but totally severe warned with big hail, high winds. I mean, yeah, that was a beast last night. And all that heat and humidity was the fuel for it. And actually the sunshine too, that creates a more unstable environment, more energy for these storms to work with. So sometimes when we're sitting there on hot sunny days thinking, nothing's going to happen, that's actually the perfect fuel for these to happen.
This morning, as I looked to my right out onto Washington Street here in downtown Wausau, I mean, all I see is blue skies. The sun is shining. Beautiful start. Is this what we can expect for today and into the weekend, or are we going to see some more rain coming up?
Well, we still have this low pressure system spinning above us. That was pretty much the warm front pushing through yesterday. And so now we're starting to see the cold front move through as this low pressure slides across Lake Superior. So we're going to see some more scattered showers and maybe some smaller storms popping up this afternoon, probably around lunchtime off to the west. Moving its way to the east, they might get a little bit stronger. Maybe one or two of them will become severe warned as it heads towards Lake Michigan. But we're not looking at anything like yesterday. Maybe just some larger sized hail, some heavy downpours, gusty winds, you know, the run of the mill severe weather coming through. Nothing extreme with this one. So as that moves through, the colder air spills in. I mean, we're already feeling that breeze. It's still out of the south right now. It's going to stay breezy tomorrow too, but pull out of the north. And it's going to swing us down from highs near 80 degrees southeast today, all the way down to the mid 50s tomorrow, some mid 40s. Up north tomorrow, and we're going to hold on to those same cooler, crisp, actually kind of comfortable temperatures Sunday too, but we'll see even more sunshine. So a few scattered showers want to linger up north tomorrow morning. Those clouds slowly start to clear tomorrow, and then just beautiful and calm with the winds easing on Sunday. So honestly, Sunday's the best day of the weekend.
So fall's coming.
No!
Already. And I guess finally, I know when we've talked, it's always on a Friday, always want to know, because Brittany Merlot explores Wisconsin like nobody else that we know. What is on the itinerary for Brittany Merlot in terms of discovering Wisconsin this weekend?
You know, I wish it was going to be something fun and cool, but honestly, I think I'm going to go to these towns that were hit, try to help clean up, see where they need help, anything, even if it's just a hug. I'm going to be out there.
Yeah. That is perfect. And Brittany, again, thanks for all the work you did last night. Thanks for the information. Have a wonderful weekend, and I hope I get a chance to talk to you again real soon.
Seriously, I know. You guys have a great weekend. Thank you.
That is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, joins us in the 7 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour here on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow each and every weekday morning. Before we continue, again, a reminder, it is Friday. So it means a chance for you to win, and a really exciting contest at a statewide text to win contest here with Civic Media. It is Free Ticket Fridays. What a better way to get into the weekend than a chance to win tickets. You see Luke Mathers, if you're watching the video, wearing his Brewer hat. you may see Luke Mathers at American Family Field if you win these tickets. But the thing about these tickets as well, they're outstanding tickets. It's almost like getting the call. If you're behind the velvet rope, you get called, you get a chance to get wonderful seats. You see everything so beautifully from these Civic Media tickets at American Family Field. And it's real easy. You actually get five different chances to win it each Friday because each of our shows has a different keyword. We have the keyword here for this program, which I'll give you again in just a moment. But then keep tuned in throughout the day. Tune in to Matt and Air on Air. Jane and Greg will have another keyword between 9 and 11 a.m. Then, of course, Tom Hartman from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Tom will give you a keyword to text in and win as well. Of course, you got the great Todd Alba between 2 and 4. And finishing it up will be Maggie Dawn between 4 and 6. So listen to all five of our programs during the course of your Friday. Text in the keyword during each of these shows, and you'll have a chance to win in this statewide drawing. So get that Civic Media app opened up right now, because I'm going to give you that keyword one more time. Actually, I'll give it to you again later. But
one more time this segment, right, Chad?
but hey, better to take care of business right away. You know, don't. It's like paying your bills. You don't want to wait till the last second. If you do it, you won't forget this way. So again, the only way you can do it is through the Civic Media app. And as I mentioned earlier, it's free, it's simple, and it's also just an outstanding piece of technology. Civic Media keeps growing and growing and growing, and you don't have to download 20, 25 apps to keep up to speed on all of our stations. It's all under one roof. The Civic Media app, you open it up, you'll see all the stations. And as I said earlier, Luke, I hope when people open up the app to send in this keyword, they open up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app, because it makes me look good. If you get more texting in through the 98.9 WXCO part of the app, it makes me look good. And it's all about making me look good. So open up the app. And again, you can use any of the stations, but if you have a chance, just click on 98.9 WXCO and then hit the button that says text, and you don't have to do anything. You don't have to give us your name. You don't have to give us your address, because we'll contact you through the texting app. All you have to do is one word. And for this hour, for this program this morning, the keyword is gold, G-O-L-D, gold. So again, open up the app, hit the text button, and then just type in gold. Real simple. So again, really fun. And this time around for today, the tickets will be for the June 21st game against the Baltimore Orioles.
And it's going to be May 21st, though. We're not quite. We're not quite yet to June.
So this coming week.
Actually, yeah, this upcoming week.
I'm sorry about that. Doggone it. So hey, you can spend your Wednesday night over at American Family Field seeing the crew and the Baltimore Orioles. And back when I was 11 years old, I saw Milwaukee play Baltimore the year they went to the World Series. Home games of the season. And back then it was late September and it was really cold. Now you don't have to worry about that. So again, wonderful seats. So again, text gold right now for your chance to win in our free Ticket Fridays statewide text to win contest, and make sure you tune in during the rest of the day. They'll have different keywords. So again, this is only for this show. It will wrap up at 9 o'clock. So after 9 o'clock, gold will not work. You'll have to listen into Jane and Greg and get the next keyword after 9 o'clock. We're going to take a quick timeout and then come back with more. I am Chad Holmes, sitting in for Pat Kreitlow. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is Morning with Pat Kreitlow on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Chad Holmes sitting in today. Earlier in the week, a fantastic job done by Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang. They were sitting in for Pat Monday through Thursday. And of course, Pat should be back next Tuesday. And I know everybody will be very happy to see Pat Kreitlow back in the big chair here mornings from 6 until 9 a.m. throughout the state of Wisconsin on Civic Media. And Luke, there was a story I kind of touched on back in the first hour of the show this morning. And I was thinking about in this segment, talking a bit about Donald Trump's trip abroad. But this is a story that actually I want to bring back for folks that may have missed it, because it's a positive story. And I think that sometimes we don't talk too much about the positive aspects, that we get bogged down in too much negativity. And this one really, it moved me, to be honest with you. I actually was talking about this, and I got a little bit emotional, because I get an opportunity to see a lot of student athletes in our coverage of high school sports here in the central Wisconsin area. And I just find them to be, you know, such a sunshine. I really do think that the future does have a lot of really terrific young people that are going to take positions of influence and really lead us in the right direction. And this story out of the state of Maine just really made me feel good, because we saw a young person push back on a narrative in a way that I don't think a lot of adults could have done. And basically, there was a freshman in Maine named Annalise Feldman. And she is a high school track runner. And she sent a letter to the editor of their local paper because a state house representative in Maine started talking about it and basically trying to use her and a teammate as props in her anti-trans push, the state representative. And this letter was so perfect. And I want to share it with our listeners, because I hope it makes folks feel as good as it makes me feel to see a freshman in high school, a freshman athlete, be able to see things in such a perfect way, because we hear so much about this trans athletic issue when there are so few that are involved in it, number one. And number two, they're still young people just trying to find their way in life. But this is the letter that Annalise Feldman, freshman at Yarmouth High School in Maine, wrote to their local paper. She said, "Representative Laurel Libby, Republican of Auburn, recently used my second place finish in the 1600-meter run and that of my teammate in the 800-meter run to malign Soren Stark Chessa, the trans-identified athlete who finished first. One of the reasons I chose to run cross-country and track is the community. Teammates cheering each other on. Athletes from different schools coming together, and the fact that personal improvement is valued as much as, if not more than, the place that we finish. Last Friday, I ran the fastest 1600-meter race I have ever run in middle school or high school track, and earned varsity status by my school standards. I am extremely proud of the effort I put into the race and the time that I achieved. The fact that someone else finished in front of me didn't diminish the happiness I felt after finishing that race. I don't feel like first place was taken from me. Instead, I feel like a happy day was turned ugly by a bully who's using children to make political points. We are all just kids trying to make our way through high school. Participating in sports is the highlight of high school for some kids. No one was harmed by Soren's participation in the girls' track meet, but we are all harmed by the hateful rhetoric of bullies like Representative Lilly, who want to take sports away from some kids just because of who they are." That was Annalise Feldman, freshman, Yarmouth High School, Yarmouth, Maine. We have heard a lot from politicians and activists about the trans issue, and then specifically within the trans sport issue. I've said things on the air. I've heard other people say things on the air. I'm not sure I've seen anybody say it as well as that. That you got right to the core. Right to the core of that these are young people who just want to participate. These are young people who are finding their way in life. And the way that some politicians use these kids as props is wrong. And I don't know how this young freshman had it in her to write that letter. I have no idea how she has the maturity to put it all in such a perfect way to kind of explain that this is a human issue. This is about, instead of trying to knock each other down, to try to lift each other up. And the way that she put athletics, and I've seen that a lot as well, that the teammates that cheer on each other, that try to come together as a small community, and to have somebody from the outside try to poke at it, to try to take away some of the threads that bring it together. I know that you've been on the air a lot, Luke, and others have been on the air a lot. I wish I had the capability of putting my thoughts together in such a perfect way in order to make a point on such an important issue. And again, the idea of hurting others to make a political point, I don't get that. I think that instead of knocking each other down, we need to start bringing people together. It makes my heart feel good to see a youngster like that, knowing that she's going to be somebody that I think for sure will be a leader within her community, and who knows, maybe a leader within her state or country in the future.
Yeah, the eloquence behind it is just very well written, very well spoken, and I feel like we need more of that side of the story being told, and so a round of applause to her.
And also when people like the representative and others use these kids, and I get the sense that they never reach out, they never asked any of these kids what their thoughts are on it. They just all of a sudden see, again, an opportunity to talk about these things that just basically, I guess I'm not going to get negative. I would say the positive of this young lady, a freshman in high school, it really moved me immensely. So again, thanks to her for, I think, a very nice start here on this Friday morning. We're going to have Mike Clemens coming up in just a few minutes after an information update. It's Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on the Civic Media Radio Network. And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I am Chad Holmes from 98.9 WXCO. Guest hosting today for Pat, as Pat will be back from his vacation next Tuesday. But as I tend to do every Friday morning, get the pleasure of talking to our Civic Media sports reporter, Mike Clemens. First of all, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Doing terrific. Sunny day, Friday, heading towards another big sports weekend. Always a lot to talk about with you, and always appreciate your time as well. Boy, I mean, it's hard to decide where to start with, because I think there are interesting stories, whether, you know, with the Brewers or whether with the Packers, but gotta ask, because we're already seeing the rumbles. We're seeing some of the stories come out that say Giannis may be open to possibilities outside of Milwaukee. Again, nothing, you know, in terms of anybody naming names or anything like that. I guess let's start right there, because obviously it's going to be with the big offseason NBA story, not just here in Milwaukee or Wisconsin, but I think throughout the entire country, the entire NBA. I'm going to throw it out there. Is there any smoke? Is there any fire out there in terms of Giannis moving on from the Bucks in the offseason?
Yeah, a week ago we were talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo, and hey, stand by, you know, Bucks season is over with, one and done in the playoffs, you know. So anticipate this, because there's nothing more than some of the networks that pay millions would like to see, frankly, some of the NBA owners, than to see him in a larger market, makes, you know, draws more eyeballs for ratings and for revenue. Then Saturday night, I'm having dinner with a buddy of mine who covered the Bucks for 30 years, has all kinds of NBA connections. You see him at Combine, where not only do the agents come up and say hi, but even some of the players that are now assistant coaches come up. And he, out of nowhere, during our conversation visit, he goes, by the way, I know this has been going on for 5 years, but this week, when the, you know, should the Bucks trade Giannis stories come up, start paying attention to it. Even to the point where I called, you know, our executive producer, Luke Matthews, is a huge Bucks fan, say, hey, we're on alert here. This guy went on for 20 minutes with stories like, oh, my God, jaw-dropping stories about, you know, how much of a family man Giannis is, how much the Bucks take care of him in terms of extra considerations regarding that, and why they, you know, they've made it comfortable for him in Milwaukee. If they want to shoot down to Chicago for a weekend, they can, et cetera, et cetera. But the biggest difference in this story is Damian Lillard and the torn Achilles. I mean, you know, Damian Lillard's going to be 36 next year in July. Did you know he had abdominal surgery in January of 22, where he was out for the rest of the season for the Trailblazers, missed 47 games. He comes roaring back in 23 as a great year, so then the Bucks make the move for him. He has an Achilles tendon injury where he missed two of the games when they lost to the Pacers last year. Then this year, the blood clot and then the torn Achilles. So between that and Brooke Lopez, they owe him $23 million. He's 37. Pat Connaughton is 32. Prince is 31. Bobby Portis is 30. You know, is Giannis really going to get to the promised land with Kevin Porter Jr., Gary Trent Jr., Ryan Rollins, A.J. Green, who's a good shooter at 25? But that's where Giannis has got to say, maybe I need to pay a little attention and see what's going on. So, you know, I'm being told, like, look for San Antonio or Houston or maybe even the Orlando Magic. And I go, why them? Do you know who's with the Orlando Magic now in the front office?
Yeah. John Hammond.
John Hammond, who's 70 now, but he's a senior advisor to the president of that team. That's the guy who picked him out of, you know, when he was the GM out of Greece at 19 years old. So there's that kind of comfort zone there. Now, if you talk to Jim Rozowski, who covers the team every day for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, he's like, look, man, I know Wes Edens. I know Jimmy Haslam. They are in no mood for a rebuild right now. They've got 2 years left on this guy. This is their season. This is how they sell season tickets. Come see Giannis, right? They're in no mood to move that guy. But, you know, John Horst just, you know, renewed with an extension as the GM of the team. He's got to look at – if even the Dallas Mavericks, who pulled a rabbit out of a hat and won the lottery the other night, you know, they're in the front row for, you know, Cooper Flagg, the hot kid out of Duke. If he makes them a pitch – you know, can the Bucks refuse that offer? So I'm just saying, we're at Civic Media, we're on alert just in case something goes down this summer about Giannis being moved. It's a possibility.
Is there a possibility, though? I read this interesting article talking about maybe a gap year where we remember when Golden State went down for a little bit. Steph Curry didn't force his way out. He stood. With the Warriors and then able to on the other end to win an NBA championship. Is it imperative of John Horst to maybe pitch a roadmap that maybe this year with Dame not available, that this year is going to be difficult, but there is a road still to get there in Milwaukee?
I believe there's still a couple of moves he can make and what he's already got in terms of, and then this gets, you know, when you start talking luxury tax and aprons and that stuff, I get a little lost. But there might still be like something around $34 million, and maybe there's a free agent, one more guy that they can bring in, a shooter, you know, to at least replace Damian Lillard for next year. So, you know, he's still holding a couple of cards where he can make moves like that. But in the meantime, how about those Pacers, man? I mean, they beat Milwaukee 4-1. Then they take out the number one seed Cavs 4-1, and they're sitting at home waiting for the Knicks and Celtics to wrap things up. So, you know, it's if the Bucks decided, you know, to make the rebuild, there's a case to be made that now is the time to start doing it.
Real quick, did the Knicks close out Boston in Game 6?
I don't know. How about that heroic comeback with the Celtics being able to come back and, you know, make that series? I think it's 3-2 now.
Yeah.
Even after Jason Tatum goes down with the torn Achilles. And by the way, I watched that replay two or three times. That he took this step back, and it, you know, the thing goes, and you know, it's the Achilles is like a, you know, rubber band. It goes when it wants to. But the move he made was the exact same one that Dame made when he went down against the Pacers. You can almost put those two, you know, in split screen, and how it happened to them at center court.
One more quick question I got to ask you, because my dream, the one place I want to see a game, is Madison Square Garden. I imagine you have been to the Garden? Have you ever seen?
I have not.
It's going to be nuts there.
I have not. No, I whether that or see Billy Joel in his residency. No, I would like, love that. You know Ali and Frasier. No, there's so much history there. I've been outside of it, stood outside of it, but haven't seen an event inside there.
Let's turn our attention to the Crew. The Brewers opened a series with Minnesota tonight. I got to tell you, with the Brewers, there's just not a lot of juice right now. I don't know. It just feels like, they've been losing a lot of series, 2-1. They're not having long losing streaks. They're not having long winning streaks. They need something to kind of juice them up a little bit, don't they?
Back-to-back shutouts in Cleveland. Just could not get the bats going. 3 hits on Tuesday. So they have a little team meeting with Pat Murphy involved. And then they come back out the next night, and then Rhys Hoskins, goes 4-for-4, 5 RBI, scores a couple runs. The Brewers look like the Brewers. They go 9-5. They don't make the errors in the field like, Jackson Chourio. One night the ball goes over his head and they score 3 or 4 runs. The next night the ball comes up short in center field and they score 3 runs. They play smarter defense. They have a little more confidence on the mound. And they finally get their bats going, and that's just what they're going to need to do. It's really amazing, though, that they're only 2 games below 500. But Brandon Woodruff, he's supposed to start tomorrow night after a year and a half off from the shoulder surgery, and I think he's still with the Timber Rattlers. It was his 6th rehab start. He tweaks his right ankle now. Come off the mound. So he's they put him on the shelf again. They have to bring back Tobias Myers from Nashville. He'll start tomorrow night. And then Jose Quintana has been a godsend to you. The lefty, 36 years old, he's not got shoulder impingement in his throwing shoulder, where the tendon swells and it gives you pain against the bone. So he's on the 15-day IL. Half dozen qualified starting pitchers, that Pat Murphy's still waiting to get back, so that he can, put together a lineup at night for these guys. But tonight they open up a series against the Twins. The Twins are hot right now. And Star Wars night. And so I'll be driving here from Green Bay down to cover that tonight.
And you gave me a note here that just blew my mind. A quarter century of Miller Park / American Family Field. Where has the time gone?
Yeah. 25 years ago, they opened it up as Miller Park. Now it's American Family Field, and they decided to recognize that. So on July 25th, they're going to have a 25th anniversary. And I got a note from the Crew that says that they're bringing back a whole bunch of former players, like Ben Sheets will be there, and Prince Fielder and Corey Hart. No Ryan Braun, but I think Ryan is coming back for the Bob Uecker night that they're going to do in August, so they'll have that. So, that's going to be a special night, and more details on that at the Brewers website.
You mentioned you're in Green Bay, and obviously it never stops in Green Bay. 12 months a year, there's always something going on in Green Bay. But it seems like maybe it's more outside the lines in terms of dollar signs than actually what's going on between the lines right now, huh?
Yeah, off-season workouts. They're limited as to what they can do, but it's a first chance for these coaches to, get the rookies like a Matthew Golden, your first-round pick, and here's what practice is going to look like. Here's where you line up. You don't do scrimmaging and stuff, but you work on a lot of drills, and you have a lot of meetings and launch a lot of tape. But in that loss to the Eagles in the playoffs, and this linebacker just comes – I mean, Vic Fangio, the Eagles' defensive coordinator, I swear he told the Eagles, for this game now it's the playoffs, the flags are just going to stay in their pockets. If you see somebody, hit them. I don't care if the ball is away from you. And that's exactly what – there's a half dozen times you see them just hitting guys. And this linebacker crashes down on Elton Jenkins' shoulder. His arm just goes dead, a stinger. He comes out. And the Packers are exposed in terms of the depth of their offensive line against the defensive line, and end up winning the Super Bowl. So they realize they need problems. They've got problems at depth. They use a draft pick again on an offensive lineman, and they bring in Aaron Banks from the 49ers to play left guard at $77 million, and they're going to move Elton Jenkins from left guard to center. Well, he's like, wait a minute, you just paid this dude from the 49ers $77 million. I'm getting $68 million. And I've got 2 years left of my deal. So he's not participating until something gets done. We asked Luke Butkus, the offensive line coach, are you okay? I mean, if he's out until, like, training camp, he goes, I came in with Elgton Jenkins. I think the world of that man, you know, since 2019. He's going to be fine. This will get resolved, and everything will be fine. And then the other one is Jaire Alexander, who, you know, he missed. He only played in 7 games last year after the knee injury, 7 games the year before that. He missed 2 or 3 years ago with a shoulder injury. And they owe him $16 million this year. And it's just like, you know, we're not going to pay that. You haven't been able to stay healthy going into your 8th season in the NFL. So he's not participating right now. It looks, though, like they might be trying to work out a deal, a haircut for him. And so, and his defensive back coach says, I'm in contact with Jaire every single day. So we'll see if that gets resolved. One other quick story. Sean Ryan, the right guard. Okay, here's a guy that drafted in the 3rd round like 3 years ago. And he played some of his rookie season. His 2nd year, he played more, rotating with John Runyon, who went on in free agency. So last year, he eventually becomes the starting guard. There's a thing where if you're a 3rd round pick like he is, and if you play X amount of snaps, like 35% of the snaps, which came out to $963, you go from $1.2 million to over $3 million. You know how many snaps he had? 961. He came up 2 snaps short of $2 million.
Oh, Mike, thanks for the info. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Chad.
We'll have more coming up. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. Again, it is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Chad Holmes sitting in today for Pat Kreitlow, who he'll be back next Tuesday. And again, it's been a great time being with you here on this Friday morning. Beautiful start here in central Wisconsin. As I look to my right, so much sunshine, lots of blue skies after all the severe weather that rolled through much of this area and throughout much of the state yesterday. So hopefully everybody has some great plans for the weekend. And real quickly, again, wanted to just remind you one more time about our free Ticket Friday. Again, it's our statewide text to win contest, an opportunity for you to be able to win 4 tickets to see the Milwaukee Brewers in action this coming Wednesday against the Baltimore Orioles. And again, 5 different opportunities. We give away 5 different winners, 5 different sets of tickets during free Ticket Fridays. We have a keyword here for this program. We have a keyword that's coming up after 9 o'clock. Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, Matinere on air. They will have a separate keyword. So again, make sure that you don't put in the wrong keyword. Listen into all these shows and make sure you put in the right keyword. Then, of course, Tom Hartman. Tom will have another keyword between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Then there's Todd Alba from 2 until 4 and Maggie Dawn from 4 until 6. So, again, 5 different opportunities to win tickets to see the Milwaukee Brewers at American Family Field on free Ticket Fridays. We'll be doing this all summer long, so make sure you tune in each and every Friday. And our keyword for this hour, gold. I want to say it like UConn Cornelius. You remember UConn Cornelius?
Oh, yes, I remember that.
And if you're looking on our video stream, got my producer and engineer Ian Welsh, because I bring him on for the final segment, and because we have something we're going to do here in a couple moments. But again, gold is the keyword for our statewide text to win contest, our free Ticket Friday. And if you are a winner, you will be at American Family Field on Wednesday night when the Milwaukee Brewers take on the Baltimore Orioles. So listen to us. This, again, gold is only good for about 5-6 more minutes. At 9 o'clock, it does not work. So if you have not texted it in to win quite yet, do it right now. You're running out of time. Get it in before 9. And then after 9 o'clock, make sure you keep it right here, because Jane and Greg will give you the next keyword. You can get in for another opportunity to win as well. But I do have my in-studio producer and engineer, Ian Welsh, joining us, because if you tuned in for the last, year and a half during my program, and now during the course of mornings, we are with you between 7 to 9 a.m. with local segments, local interviews, local news at 22 and 52 after the hour on 98.9 WXEO. But we always finish up the last couple of minutes of the program with our number for the day quiz. And we have, I got people when I go off and do games that will say, hey, I heard Ian's 2 out of 4 this week, or Ian's got 4 out of 5 last week. Well, I think there's some wagering going on when it comes to whether or not Ian is able to get the number for the day correct. And the way we do it is we give him 3 choices. And based on the math and the analytics, based on guessing, 1 out of 3, 33%. So I have a pretty low bar. If he's above 33% for the week, it's a passing grade. If he's below 33%, it's a failing grade. But I have greater expectations for Ian Welsh. I say, okay, a winning week is you get more right than wrong. Yes. 3 out of 5. If you want an A grade, you have to get 4 out of 5. That's not easy. That's kind of hard. And then, of course, the gold standard. Gold, you know, keyword.
Exactly, keyword. You know.
But the gold standard, 5 out of 5. And we've been doing this about 1.5 years. And you had 1 week where you got 5 out of 5. That was not too long ago, about what, 6 weeks ago or so.
Oh,
got 5 out of 5. And I think you were walking on air as you left the studio that day. So,
oh my gosh, it was awesome.
But this week, you are 2 out of 4. So that means you've got a passing grade for the week. But today is important because you want to have a winning week.
Yes, I do.
Passing grades, those are average. We don't believe in average students around here. We believe in excellence, and we believe in having a winning week. So today, you're going to go for a winning week.
Okay.
How do you feel? Do you feel like you're
a little nervous?
Well,
I'm feeling up to it.
And the thing about it is, the thing that people, I don't know anybody that would focus harder than you do when I give you the number for the day quiz. I mean, we
see the sweat coming down.
Yeah, we see the sweat. We see
the fingers tapping.
We actually hear your hands rubbing together on the air,
yeah.
You know, because you're trying to dig down deep.
Really?
Usually I give you the topic early in the show, but I didn't do that for today. So, unfortunately, you're going to have to go in cold. But let's do it.
It's okay.
Our number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh.
Okay.
On this date, on May the 16th of 1929, okay, the first Academy Awards were held.
Oh.
So back, 96 years ago tonight.
It's a long time.
And of course, nowadays, these Academy Awards go for like 4 hours. I mean, there's so many categories.
Indeed.
The number for the day is how many awards were given in 1929?
The very first one.
The very first year. How many Academy Award categories were there in the first year of the Academy Awards on this date back in 1929? Your choices are 6 categories,
all right,
12 categories, or 18 categories.
1929 Academy Awards. 6, 12, or 18, right?
Yep. And you see if you're watching the video, you'll see him going through it, rubbing the hands, beads of sweat.
Okay, I got to focus here.
You got to focus, is right.
I want to end on a high note. So 6, 12, or 18 categories in the first Academy Awards in 1929.
6, 12, or 18.
Okay. I'm going to go with my gut here.
Yeah, you always do.
And I'm going to say, I think that there were 6 categories of the first Academy Awards.
All right.
6 is my final answer. I'm going with A. Final answer.
How many categories were there in the first Academy Awards ceremony back on this date, May the 16th of 1929? There were 12 categories.
Oh, the middle number.
Doggone it. I wanted you to get it right here for the statewide audience. Well, we'll try again next week.
Yeah.
Luke, thank you for your help.
Always a pleasure, Chad.
Fun to be in here, and great to sit in for Pat Kreitel. But stick around. Coming up, it will be Matt and Air on Air, another chance to win with Free Ticket Friday as well. Have a great weekend, and keep it right here on Civic Media.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.